Chapter 19. In the kingdom of Naples and Sicily, Guido found no pupils worth the journey home. Now and then a promising boy was presented to him, but he had not the fortitude to tell his parents he would recommend the operation. And of those boys already cut, he did not hear one worth encouraging. But he pressed on into the Papal States, to Rome itself, and then farther north into Tuscany. Spending his nights in noisy inns, his days in rented carriages, occasionally dining with the hangers-on of some noble family, he carried his few belongings in a shabby leather valise, his dagger clamped in his right hand under his coat against those bandits who everywhere preyed upon travelers. He went to the churches of the small towns. He heard the opera everywhere in the villages and in the cities. And by the time he left Florence, he had two boys of some talent boarded in a monastery until he should take them back to Naples. They were not marvels, but they were better than all he'd heard so far, and he dreaded the return journey with nothing. In Bologna, he frequented the cafes, met with the great theatrical agents, spent hours with singers gathered there to pick up an offer for a season, hoping to hear of that ragged boy with a great voice who might be dreaming of the stage, who might want the chance to study in the great conservatorios of Naples. Old friends now and then appeared to buy him a drink. Singers had been in class with him. Glad to see him and feeling completely superior to him now, they proudly related their adventures. But he found nothing. And as spring came on, as the air grew warmer and sweeter, and the large green leaves came back to the limbs of the poplar trees, Guido pushed on north to the deepest mystery in all Italy, the great and ancient Republic of Venice.